just to keep going for another 2 minutes to start another couple of minutes. To start the second parak. The second parak says, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says. Now, Rebbe, we all know, is Yehuda Nasi. Why do you call himself Rebbe? So one shot is brought because he's the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. Rebbe Yehuda Nasi was very, very wealthy. And he gathered together all the Tanaim, as many Tanaim as he can, he gathered together. And they would teach him. What happened was, Mishnayis was all word of mouth. All different Tanaim, all the Bat Midrashim around Eretz Yisrael, before the Churban Bayis Rishon, before the Churban Bayis Sheni, I'm sorry, after the Churban Bayis Sheni. So the Tanaim, different Bat Midrashim, were learning Torah. So Rebbe was very wealthy. He supported the Tanaim. He said, come learn in my Beis Medrash. He supported all the Tanaim. And when they came to learn in his Beis Medrash, he supported them with his money and Antoninus' money. It's Hashkafa we had in Tosfos and Ksuvos today, many of them. So with his money, Antoninus supported them. They all got together in the Beis Medrash, and they would tell him over what the Rebbeim said. And based on all these different things, Tanayim, Rebbe wrote down the Mishnais. And he wrote down everybody's different people's opinions. Now obviously, Rebbe has a Stam Mishnah. Sometimes he doesn't quote his opinion. He heard from the Kivol this way, and the Shmuel argues. Rebbe writes a Stam Mishnah, he just writes it in. Why didn't he say who it was? Because Rebbe meant the Pasdin that way. That's Halachic is Stam Mishnah. Rebbe Yechanan says all the Shas, Halachic is Stam Mishnah. Because obviously Rebbe felt that was the Halacha, so he doesn't bother writing a name to it. He wants, this is Halacha, Halacha Pesukah, no name. This is the way it is. That's why Halachic is Stam Mishnah. Sometimes he brings Machloksim and he quotes different people. That's Mishnais. Rebbe wrote Mishnais. Since Rebbe saved Torah from being forgotten from Klal Yisrael, without the writing down of the Mishnah, which is a courageous thing, it was against Halacha. Torah Shebaal Peh was not, you can imagine it was controversial. Torah Shebaal Peh was not to be written down. Verm Shebaal Peh, you have to show the Koisan. It's us to write it down. But he felt Torah had been forgotten in Klal Yisrael, so he wrote down Mishnais. That's why Mishnais, you see the Gemara will say it's missing words. It really means like this. You say, come on. It's not come on at all. The Mishnah was purposely written very, very brief and very tricky. Because even you're writing it down, you didn't want to write it down fully with hints. The Gemara Torah is being forgotten even more, so Ravina and Ravashi wrote down even more. That's Gemara. Then later on it was being forgotten even more, so Rambam wrote even more. It was forgotten even more, the Shulchan Aruch of Yosef Chai wrote even more. It was forgotten even more, the Mishmur wrote even more. I showed some of the Salem. I once gave a shi and I showed Shamlev, I read, it's very interesting, Akdam of all their Svarim down the line. And they all say, Torah is being forgotten, so I have to do more. Then the next one says, people aren't learning the Rambam. The Rambam people aren't learning Shas, I have to write the Rambam. Mechabit's people aren't learning Rambam, so I have to write Shachar. Mishvur's people aren't learning Shachar, so I have to write Mishvur. Each one, as Torah has to write more, and today you have English Svarim writing down every single thing down in English. That's what's happening. Torah Shebaal Peh has to be written. The more we forget, the more Torah is Mishkach in Yisrael. So more has to be written down. What was today wasn't written down. Before it was written down, they knew it Baal Peh. They knew it in the mind. So Rebbe, since he was the one who saved Torah from the God of Christ, with this courageous, courageous move, Eis Las Hashem, that comes to thank you for Hashem, they favor to accept to break the Torah. Because this courageous, courageous move, Rebbe wrote down the Torah. So he's called Rebbe. He's the Rebbe of Christ. The Chidah I saw in the Lekut HaShesh, quotes, says a different shot. The Chidah says that really Nesiyim should be called Rabban. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel. A Nasi is called Rabban. Now Yehuda, a Nasi is a Nasi. So really it should be Rabban. Shouldn't be Rebbe, it should be Rabban. But since he wrote down the Mishnayis, he wrote down the Mishnayis himself. See, so Zach the Chidah, so out of Anivus, he said Rebbe, not Rabban. Out of Anivus, he took away the Nun and called himself Rebbe. Bemis on the first chat, it's very schwer. If you hold he was called Rebbe because he's the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael, isn't that odd? He wrote the Mishnayis and he calls himself Rebbe in the Mishnah because he's the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. That'd be odd. So you'd have to say later on it was inserted. He wrote Yehuda Nasi and they inserted it. Or some kind of that Rebbe really stands for Rebbe Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Rebbe stands for Rabbi Yehuda. His name Yehuda Nasi. He wrote Rabbi Yehuda. Klal Yisrael changed it to Rebbe. Klal Yisrael really knew Mishnah instead of Yehuda. Klal Yisrael said Rebbe, Rab Yehuda, because he was the Rebbe of all Klal Yisrael. He really meant Rebbe Yehuda. It was a short of his name. Yeah. Take your pick. Or that Nivus, the Chidah's Pshat, that Nivus, that he didn't want to call himself Rabban. Like the Nasis, he said Rebbe. He's not as Choshev as Rabban. That could be Pshat. So Rebbe, I'm a Ezo Derech Yishara, Shiyavr Layada. What's the correct path, the straight path that man should choose? Kol shu tferes loisa, b'tferes loim in Adam. It's a glory. Loisa, it's a big shayla what these words mean. B'tferes loim in Adam. He gets glory, we'll translate the words Yisera. It's a glorious for the one who did it. We'll translate it now. Either it means the person who did it, it's glory for him, or it means Ma'isa to the one who made him, Hashem. Ma'isa to the one who made him. Either it's a glory to Hashem, it's Ferris London Adam, it's a glory for people, or it means a glory for himself and for others. Tonight we'll not explain this mission, it'll be tomorrow night in the Nether. But I want to go on. Babizara bin mitzvah kala. Be very careful on a small mitzvah, kivachamura, as well as a big mitzvah. She'ein ati yadea matan scharin shal mitzvahs. You don't know the value, the schar of mitzvahs. I want to stop here and read you a Rambam. The Rambam says what's considered a small mitzvah, an amazing Rambam right on the side of Avos in the Gemara, is the Rambam. And the Rambam says a shocking thing in mitzvah kala. The Rambam says that mitzvah kala, it says, be careful on small mitzvahs. What are small mitzvahs? So he says two things. Up the Rambam, Kesimchas HaRegel, joy on Yontif, Minyayim. The mitzvah's Yayim is an easy mitzvah. Shtaka B'Zoyer in it. The people who don't make sure to have a cup, have at least a Mali Lugma of wine on Yontif. Somebody I saw this year took a big air out in the Yated. Not a big, an air out. A big air. Somebody took an air out in the Yated to tell people, to remind them, it's a mitzvah d'Oraisa of Simchas HaRegel, and Simchas Vasa V'Yayim. It's a mitzvah Ibrahim, always Makranas Talmidim, the mitzvah d'Oraisa. To have yayin every day. Nobody should get drunk. Yayin, chas v'shom. Mother looks money. To get drunk or to drink crazy amounts, a little sip. A mother look money. Small amount of wine. Very low wine. Chas v'shom, not to get drunk. Not to get holistic. A little wine. Yayti a mitzvah d'oraisa. So that's one mitzvah kala. And the second mitzvah kala is unbelievable. Zok the Rambam, the lemeidas lashon hakodesh. To learn lashon hakodesh. The Rambam says the mitzvah to learn lashon hakodesh. Everybody jumps. Where do we say that mitzvah? The Rambam says the other example mitzvah kala is to learn Lashon Kodesh, to be proficient in Lashon Kodesh. It's a big shy in the Makaris. I don't tonight want to speak with the Makaris. They say Makaris, they say Sefka, they quote. But I want to speak about this point that I spoke to Bachman about before in the past. You see sometimes a guy walking down the street and he's handicapped. You see a guy, Rahman al-Islam, missing an arm, missing a leg, and you feel full of pity, Rahman, as well as you should. Terrible Rahman is never. It's, Rabbi say, a person who doesn't know Lashon Kodesh well, it's a terrible handicap. He can't read Svarim. Now, again, today, Baruch Hashem, the English Svarim, not the same. Your choice is limited. You can't read Gedolei Achronim, Shainim. It's imperative, each Bacher, each person, each Jewish person, should learn Lashon Kodesh, should practice. It's imperative. Every single bacher should take it on to learn how to read Svarim. Nobody should be handicapped. It's sad. It's tragic. The same way a guy walks by and is lame, it's tragic. I never. A guy can't read Svarim. He can't open up a Chumash and enjoy a Chumash Rashi. Sit back. Not sit back, sit up. And enjoy a Chumash Rashi. He can't open up a Be'er Yosef and read a Be'er Yosef Salant. Never. Tragic. He can't open a Sefer and learn. It's sad. It's a handicap. He can't open a Sefer and enjoy. There's so many beautiful, thousands and thousands of gorgeous Svarim. He can't read a Kiveger. He sit and read a Kiveger. So what's the Eitzel? So Rav Fishman advised, as far as I spoke to about this, he felt that the Eitzel is to take a Sefer, any Sefer, a short Seder, to take a Sefer, any Sefer, doesn't really matter necessarily what it is, a Sefer you enjoy. And every day, this is what he felt would work, is have a Chavrus who's willing, who reads a little smoother than you, who's willing, even if it's a 10-15 minute Seder, who's willing for you to who's willing that you'll read, he'll correct you only when necessary, and you break your head reading, and after he tells you what it means, you read it again. You get the shrushim a little bit, but you practice on any sefer, pick a sefer, but everybody should feel a tremendous imperative need to know Lashon Kodesh, to know how to read Svarim, to know how to read Torah, to know how to read a Rashi, and it takes practice. It pasha takes sitting with a chavrusa of patience, a few minutes a day, a little while a day, to practice reading Svarim. It's a crucial thing. The Rambam counted as a mitzvah kala, as a mitzvah. Yeah, some taka learn that it's a hechsher mitzvah for Limud HaTorah. The Rambam means mitzvah kala. Some learn that it's a hechsher mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah in itself. It's a hechsher mitzvah for Limud HaTorah. Be'emes the mitzvah is learning Torah. Shidivay Torah v'udadim b'fichla. V'shinan t'ulav v'necha. V'giz the Rambam light to learn Torah. But I need the hechsher mitzvah. How can I learn Torah if I don't care to read the Torah? This is up to Rambam. We'll make this Lashon Kodesh. We'll learn Lashon Kodesh. But it's imperative every bacher to have a strong desire. It's worse than a guy who's handicapped because the other guy can't help it. Here, never. It's a handicapped person who could become unhandicapped who's choosing not to. Every bacher should take it on himself to work and not to get frustrated. It takes time. to work, work, work. Take some sedrit a few minutes a day to practice, to work himself very stark to lose this handicap, to shed himself of this handicap that he can learn svarim. And a person that wants to give a world opens up to a beautiful world. It's so good. Everybody else, the different, like on Chumash, I always find it beautiful. Each yid has his sefer. This guy, this devil, Svasemis is, David Bloom, Svasemis is his sefer. You have another guy, the Be'er Yosef, my father, that's like his candy. His candy's Be'er Yosef. You have another guy, Simcha Stern, called me on the phone. But sefer, he told me, Daniel, he said, I left. He left a message on my machine. He said, Daniel, this sefer, he told me, it said, I'm not remembering right now which one. You have to get on Chumash. I chose Takas Gabal with a sefer. But I left, it's so beautiful. Each person has his candy. As this Olam Haba, Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, is Nitzchias Alps. Each person, you have to know Lashon Kodesh, 1 to 9. When a person knows everybody, every Jew, every festive Jew has his safe, this is his, on Chumash, like, this is like his, Olam Haba. But everybody has that. Such a beautiful thing, and we should develop more. Now, Bible is good stuff in English. I encourage it, Givaldi. Chazdei Hashem, they put out good stuff in English. But we're the Bnei Yeshiva, we don't have to be handicapped. We don't have to learn English stuff also, Givaldi, but learn to read Svarim. And learn to develop a tab. Find some Achim, some Reilly Oilam wrote thousands, probably ten, not thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, how many Svarim are there? Hundreds of thousands, millions, I don't know the extent. There's endless Svarim. Get in touch, find yourself a safer, your safer. It's yours. If you want to be some people have every safer, their safer. Good, but you have one safer you love. Learn Lashon Kodesh, learn how to read Svarim. Let's conquer the same thing. Parak, we started last night. It says Rebbe Yoimer, Rebbe says, Ezu Derek Yisharaf, Sheyavra Mayada. What is the true path? The straight path, Sheyavra Mishayivra, that the person should choose. Kol Shehi Tisferes Loisel, anything that's a glory. Loisel, even means the one doing the action. It's a glory, we'll learn the pshat now, the Rishonim, it's a glory to yourself. The Tveres Loimin Adam, and there's glory to people, the Tveres Loimin Adam, there's glory from it to people. Tveres Loimin, I should say, Beriyat, there's glory to him from people. So anything that's a glory to him, to the one who does it, and he gets glory from others, that's the path to choose. Very difficult words, what it means. And many, 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 many people have said on this, and I've been thinking, Pashit, last time we spoke on a dividend here for 2 days now, I'm trying to think to myself, to what, which pshat should we say over, how much we say, two pshat in this Mishnah. I would like to say over a pshat from Reb Chaim Voloshin on this Mishnah. A new pshat in this Mishnah, probably most of them didn't hear it before. Pshat from Reb Chaim Voloshin. Reb Chaim Voloshin says, I hope I'm understanding it, right? Reb Chaim Voloshin. It says as follows in Talmud, in Yosef's Talmud, in the first paragraph, Chav Chesem Aleph, it says, Rebbe Omer, which notice the same Rebbe Omer, same as our Mishnah. And there it says, Ezo Derech Yeshavah Shiyavar Le'adam. What's the right path of man to choose? So it's the exact same question as our Mishnah, asked by the same person, Rebbe, Yudah Nasi. And he says in Talmud, Ya'av Esatei Chachos, he should love Musar. Shekol's man shetechachos ba'olam. He should love rebuke, because any time that Musar rebuke is in the world, nachas ruach ba'olam. Good things happen in the world. Toivo bracha ba'olam. V'ra mistalekas ma'olam. Evils removed from the world. Shenemar, because the pasuk says v'lamoychichim, to those that accept Musar. Rashi learns yina'ein. It will be sweet. V'aleim tovi bracha. And on them comes birchas toy, blessings of good. So that's the direction Rebbe said to choose, to love Musar. The Nefesh HaChayim, the Ruach HaChayim, Reb Chaim Voloshin understood that it means, Reb Chaim Voloshin was the Talmud of the Goyim, and he started yeshivas the way we know them today. He started yeshivas. The way we know yeshivas today, the Reb Chaim Voloshin started yeshivas. There's an interesting sidelight, just as an aside, quoting a verse from him. When he did start yeshivas, I read this past Ben Hasman, in a reliable sefer. When he started yeshivas of Chaim Voloshin, so he went to the Goyim to ask me a new idea to start the yeshivas we know them today. Voloshin, he started. The way we know them today, he started the yeshiva system. It's a whole different system. It's not for this. It's not right now. What changed? What was before? What was now? The Kitzur HaDvar, I don't know a lot of it, I know a little bit about it, even that's not for right now. To learn a lot about it, you can speak to Rav Mishnah. The Kitzur HaDvar, so when Chaim Lashon came to the Goyim to start Yeshiva, we know that now, the first time, the Goyim didn't allow him. He didn't really answer, but he didn't. And he came back to me a long time later, maybe a year later, a long time later, and the Goyim said, go ahead with it. It's a Gevaldic idea. He said to the Goyim, now you think, what changed? A year, the last time I came, you weren't gung-ho for it, and now you agree. And the Goyim said to me, basically, he quoted, I must find it. I have to look up, I remember where I saw it, I have to look it up. He quoted the Yerushalmi. I think it was Yerushalmi and Chala, but I'm not positive, I have to find it again. He quoted Yerushalmi, the Goyim. That I recently tried to look up, it wasn't what I thought it was. I have to look back at the source. He quoted Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi said that when people are all excited, gung-ho about something, loads of people are running towards somewhere, be careful, don't run there so fast. You might just have Megiyus. Everybody's running, so you're running also, don't run so fast. When there's like a big head of steam of excitement towards something, take a step back. It's a little bit of a simmon, there might be something not perfect there. He quotes Yerushalmi like that. It's the guy who told him kind of question. The person who came, you're all excited, I have an idea, and yet you're overwhelmed, and I said, wow, amazing idea. So I felt we're both just rushing headlong into something. I said, no. You're coming a year later, you're still trashing about it, you see less, you're less with this big rush forward, I think it's a very good idea. And then he started yeshivas. Until today, we have yeshivas in that system that Reb Chaim Volozhin started. It's an interesting story about it. Kitzur, Reb Chaim Volozhin is the seer. In Avos, Rebbe says, what's the Derech Yeshara? And he says this Lashon, something that's a glory for you, it's a glory, and you get glory from people. It's glorious to people. Some of the glory comes to people from it. So he said, that's what he said you should do. You have to define what that action is. What is that action? It's glorious to you, but tveres loy min adam, it's glory to him and from people. What does it mean? There's glory to you, there's glory from people, people think it's glorious, that's the good action to choose. And here he says the action to choose is Musar. The action to choose is Musar. And he says, which one is it? Is the action to choose to give rebuke? Reb Chaim Volozhin learns, the Gemara and Talmud doesn't, not like Rashi. Rashi and Talmud says that when it says, Rashi is a Rishon, Reb Chaim Volozhin is an Akron. Not like Rashi. He learns when it says to love, it's Rashi when it means to love to be rebuked. Reb Chaim Volozhin means to love to give rebuke. To love to give rebuke, it's a positive thing to rebuke people. And so Reb Chaim Volozhin says the following pshat. He says, our mishnah of is must be the same. Oh, this is theory. Rebbe and Tumas is exactly, what is the action to choose? And he chooses two different things. So it could be two things to choose. It sounds like the same Lashon to start. Eid v'derech yishar sh'yav v'loyogam. Zog to b'chaim v'lashon, our mishnah also means to give Musar. And it means, what is the derech to choose? It's tveres lo'yisel. It's a glorious for those who did the chet. Tveres lo'yisel. It's a glory to those who did the chet. V'tveres lo'yisel, you'll get glory from people. People respect you if you give your rebuke. People respect you. You give rebuke, people respect it. Oh, he stands on what's right. Not just a yes, yes person, no. You know, a sweet, beautiful thing. The implication of rebuke takes on this meaning of you picture a stern guy saying, what's going on? Rebuke in a sweet, beautiful way. It's interesting, the pasuk, l'machichim yina'ein. And according to a kind of lashon, it means those who give musa yina'ein will be sweet. Because you think musa represents the opposite of sweetness. Those will be sweet, and there's glory from people. So Chaim V'Lashon learned, it's tveres lo'yisel, it's a glory for those who do it, for those who do the chet. The tveres lo'yisel adam, and it'll be glory to you. They'll gain and you'll gain from it. Win-win. He gains, lo'yisel, the one who did the chet gain. He has glory, he won't do averus. He won't do that averus, he'll have glory. And you'll have glory, it'll be gevaldik for you. You'll have glory because people will respect you for it. You're not a mush. There's no mitzvah to be a mush. You sit there, yeah, you're going along. Excuse me, you say to your friends, excuse me, you're on a trip, you're on a road trip together, they pull out a TV. Excuse me. We don't do that, Achman Utzman. We don't do that. You're on a road trip, a friend, Chava says a word that shouldn't be said. Excuse me. In the sweetest way, I love you, the Gevalbin. I still look high with you. Because I look high, you shouldn't say such words. You're not a mush. It's tveres loisel. It's a glory for the one who did the chet. He gains from it. The tveres loimenot. Adam, and there's glory to him from people. The guy, the Chaim Voloshin's son, Yitzhak, said, was Maisav Nekuda, was Maisav Knech, and he says, Reb Chaim Voloshin himself, when he speaks right on this mission in Avos, he speaks about giving Mussar. He says it's always important to include yourself in the Mussar. It's always important to include yourself in the Mussar. When he speaks about giving Mussar, that's what he learns in the Mishnah, to be Oyeves Atechach, to love giving Mussar. You should do things which is a glory for people, to glory for yourself, to win-win. And that's giving Mussar. Give Mussar to people, to inspire people. Now, he's mice of an akud. Reb Chaim Voloshin is speaking about that it's beautiful to give Mussar. So Reb Chaim Voloshin says it's beautiful to give Mussar. So that's even if it's good for you, good. Reb Chaim Voloshin says, beside, by the way, you should always include yourself in the Mussar. Reb Chaim Voloshin's son, he's a Voloshin, first of all, fit it into the Mishnah. And he also says, it's not some acute thing, you always hear, I'm talking to myself. It's the way of saying, I'm not talking to myself, I want to yell at you guys. But it's hard for the elders to say, that's a trick. They teach it in a Rebbe school. What you do is, if you want to yell at the group, I'm doing myself, I have to mean myself. I mean myself, I just want to yell at the guys. No, it's not, Rebbe Yitzchak Voloshin says, it's not a Rebbe trick, that I'm talking to myself, it works well, you know, so you don't want to yell at the elders, so you talk to yourself, it's not Dusha. Zot Rebbe Yitzchak Voloshin, beautiful, the hair, he says, that when you see something bad in somebody else, it's usually because you have your shy for that evil. Takes one to know one, an English expression, that's what Yitzchak Voloshin says. He brings Chazal like that. That if you call Paisel B'mumay Paisel, next year in Kedush we'll learn in the fourth parak. Somebody who passes because you have it. If you notice the Yenim, it's probably because Epis is shayach to you. If you were so mufka, so shalom in that area, Hagam, you think I'm shalom here, it bothers me others. I would notice if I'm perfect in that area, it's not that way. When you notice in others because you have that Hagam, I can give you two reasons. First of all, I would just tell you, you notice in others Ashkocha. Why Ashkocha? Have you seen that? It's for nothing. Coincidence, Rahman al-Tzlan. No coincidence. Ashkocha, have you seen it? Because you had to see it. Because you have to know you're shy for that. Haraya Saitu the Kula, you see the downfall of the Saitu, Yazatu Nabinayayim. Keep away from what wine. If you saw it, it's Ashkocha, you saw it. It's got to be Yepis, it's Shaykh to you. It's Pasuk. It's a Chazal. It put the parish of Satan next to the parish of Nazi. You saw the lady blow up from being a Zanin. So then keep away with wine. Why? What Shaykhs? Epis, if you notice bad in Yenim, you probably have Shaykhs to it. So first of all, Bashkok had you see it. And second of all, even in psychology, you're a little attuned to that because you, Epis, have that fault. You call it Paisa, but Mumar Paisa. But Zayi says, when you give Musa, it's not Stan, you give Musa and you say, I mean myself. Why did I see it in the oil? Because I have it in myself. Why did I notice it? It's not Stam acute. Zokta, the Rav Yitzchak Voloshin, that when you give Mussar, you should include yourself, because Stam, you should talk and learn. If you notice this point, you're probably lacking yourself in this point. It's not Stam acute thing. Like, but Zoe tightens up the mission, if I understand it correctly. What's the true path the person should choose? The straight path. Kosher Tferes Loisel. It's a glory for the one who did the chet. The Tferes Loi, and there'll be a glory to you, to him, to the one saying the Musar, Min Adam, from that person, through giving Musar to that person, you'll the hair you have on yourself. Kol Megayim Adam Raya Chutz Midigay Atzmai. You notice everybody else's faults except your own. So give Musar to the enemy. Be trained to give Musar to the enemy. Be trained to notice, to give Musar to the enemy. You'll give Musar to the enemy, and then you're supposed to say, I have the same thing myself. I'm the same thing myself. Now I want to make this point clear. Reb Chaim Voloshin says you should love giving Mussars. What if you go around rebuking everybody? The way I like presenting it, this is the way I understand this Indian of loving to give Mussar, is to love to inspire people. We have to work on being people who inspire people around us. Each one in his own way. No two people can inspire others around in the same way. Taichacha took on a very, very negative view, and I ask anybody to bring a raya, that's what Taichach is. Taichach means to set somebody straight. Does it ever say yell at your friend? The word Taichach doesn't mean to yell. It probably comes from muchach, machiach, to prove, to show. Taichach is to lead, to show. In the matter of fact, We say Shivtecho Mishantecha Hema Yenachmuni. Your Shevet and your Shivtecho Mishantecha and a Mishan is a leaning stick. We tzushtel in Tilim. We tzushtel Hashem's rod and his leaning stick. They're both ways being Menachemi. They both accomplish the same thing. Toichacha does not take on the meaning of what's going on. Shugoyim, Goyim, Shaitim. Terrible. Who said? That's the definition. That's one means of Toichacha. The Rambam, when he lists Toichacha, says that's all the way at the end. If other things don't work, Toichacha, in my definition, means to inspire people. And to be oyevis of Toichacha means to love inspiring people. And Tferes Loisev, Tferes Loim in Adam, you should be a glory to yourself and to people, means you should be an inspiration for people. And everybody should strive to be an inspiration to his friends, to his family, to anybody they share this to. It should be any of my friends. They grow from me. They grow from just being around me. By the chavra, I'm a glory to them. I raise their level just by being friends. Just by being friends. That's the expression of a person. And to be oyves of toichacha is to love giving muslim, to love showing the way to people. Toichacha is being mechiach the way to people, is showing the way to people. We have to love showing the way to people. One aspect of Teichacha, one of the aspects of Teichacha is sometimes being a little strict. Sometimes that's one aspect of Teichacha, it's one prat in a big sugya of Teichacha. It's one prat. Somehow that like dominated the sugya of Teichacha. But in the sugya of Teichacha, the first thing is inspire people. Many times, just in a very sweet way, you pull a guy spoke Lashna in a crowd. You couldn't stop him. Right, in a very sweet way, you pull him aside. The guy should give you a big hug, and he said he probably will. If Moses give him right, it is a glory. This Mishnah says, Tferes Loim in Adam. It will be a glory to him for people. People will give him glory for it. Moses giving right, people love it. Any Chacham loves hearing Moses. Any wise person should beg for Moses. Please, set me straight. The guy used to hire someone to give him Moses. Famous Meister, Dum the Maggid, he asked him to give him Moser. He begged him to give him Moser. He begged the Dum the Maggid to give him Moser. Moser is devalued. You should pay somebody. If a guy gives you a word of mercy, you hug and kiss him. Give him a hug and a kiss. He did better. I don't want to say better. Praise him maybe a little better. But it's not equal to appraise a piece of Moser. Devalued if somebody gave you a piece of Moser. Best thing you ever did for you. Maybe praise is better. Second best thing you ever did. It's gewaldig what they did give you a piece of Musr. But it has to be done right. Mechatayis, it should be sharp. Usually, by the way, it works not sharp. There's certainly no statistic that it works better sharp. Usually you pull somebody to the side. I remember once I got such a sweet piece of Musr. I fell on a nice one. One of the Rosh Hashivas in the near of Bluestein. Robin Gadol. And I put on, I think it was Shavuos morning, I was being mitzi of some bachrim in the bracha of the tzitzis. I was putting on my talis, and I never knew it. And I thought, a lot of Americans, I've seen them all over since, that a lot of people do it, is they just wrap the talis around the head. It's nothing. La locha, by svaydus, by shkenazim, it's not atifa, you're not yoytz atifa. It's basically, it's a bracha matala. It's a machloikis apoiskim, if you're also supposed to be a tif sarosh, you have to do a tif of roi gufay. So machloik is poiskim, if you're also supposed to do a tif around the head. That's a shayla of Ashkenazim. But to just do around the head is garnish. You do roi gufay. It's a shayla if you also do your head. So you're supposed to do is wrap it around most of your body, and you put it around, it's supposed to go around roi gufay. Also, some all do it around the head, we also do it around the head. You see many people do it, I just put it around, I just took the talus and I put it around my head. Go around and I put it around my head. So the Bluestein came up to me and he said, that's so funny, he said. Because I remember years ago when I was a younger man, he said, I did the exact same thing. And somebody came to me and told him that the way to do atifa is to do right. I have so much to him. So that's so funny, the punk did the same. Matuk midvash, misuk mid, beautiful words. What beautiful taichacha. Didn't say it's sharp, he chuckled and laughed about his own story. That did or didn't happen, I have no idea. But the beautiful way of giving musr. Beautiful, zisa way of giving musr. Such a shame way of giving musr. That's oyves a taichacha. Inspire people, it wasn't a mean feeling. If they was done, we're going to give him a hug and a kiss. Unbelievable. Half to a fell, and he accomplished from that one. From now on, you put the talus right. I want to say over a word that I say over very often. I say it very often, but I want to show you another nekuda of how to give mussar. Nekuda of giving teichacha. Lailo knows ready. Yitzchak knows what I'm going to say ready. But Yaakov Avinu, I had a chumash here. Say it without a push. Is there a voracious here? We'll say it without a push. Yaakov Avinu was saying mussar. When Yaakov Avinu came to see the shepherds, so I said this all by my son, Moshe Shalom Zacher. When Yaakov Avinu came to give mussar to the shepherds, he saw the shepherds, when he came to Laban's house, see, Yaakov Avinu saw the shepherds, he saw the shepherds were gathered, and they were gathered too early. They were gathered way too early. Now really, they just had gathered together, these shepherds, because they really came, they couldn't take off the rock themselves. They all waited until enough shepherds showed up, and together they pushed off the rock off the well. There was a rock covering the well, and they pushed off the rock together, so they were really waiting until enough shepherds came. But Yaakov Avinu saw them just sitting around with the sheep, and it was during the day, and they were supposed to go outside to bring the sheep to graze. So he thought they'd be neighbor gneva. They're hired hands, they should be taking the sheep in the fields to graze, and they're sitting around by the well, just lazing around, doing nothing. So you're hired hands, not working. So Yaakov Avinu felt it was a taina on these shepherds. See, he says to them, he comes to them, he wants to give them mussar. And he says, my brothers, I'll read them a lot. It's in Vayetze. Vayoymer lehem Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu sees them sitting around. And he says, Achai, meyayin atem. Where are you coming from? Where are you from? Vayoymer mecharon anachnu, from Charon. Vayoymer lehem, he said, meyadatnas lovim benachar. Do you know lovim? Vayoymer yadon, he knows them. Let me ask you a question. Yet in camp, you meet a guy for the first time in yeshiva. A bachur shows up. Shalom aleichem. You learn the lessons, the teachings that we try to teach. Whatever, so you greet him. You run right away to greet him. Shalom aleichem. It's good to see you. Welcome to yeshiva. So the guy says, "Oh, shalom aleichem." He's not a Waterbury guy. He'll eventually say, "Ah, shalom aleichem. It's good to see you." Kitzer. So he says, "Ah, shalom aleichem." He's happy to see you. He says, where are you from? So if you're in Waterbury, you're probably from Los Angeles. Yeah, I'm from LA. So he says, you say I'm from Los Angeles. You say New York. He's like, New York, like, oh, half embarrassed. Okay, sure. So, kids advise me, you're from Los Angeles. What's the first thing the guy will say to you? You're from Los Angeles? Do you know Yossi? You know David Mali? You're from LA? Oh, the stomach, you know. So you say, I can't know his brother. What do you do? Okay, next. Or the guy says, oh, you're from LA? I once was on a train and I sitting next to me is a guy from LA. Yeah, and the guy, you know him? Yeah, I know. Yeah, talking about you down to the train. I know him, not well. I don't either know him. Show you next topic. What are they doing? It sounds so odd. What do you do? What is he doing? What do you do? What are you getting at? But it's always done. See, okay, it's not a shtus. From? Oh, we're from Charan. Ah, do you know Laban? Yeah, we know. Is everything Beseder? Yeah, everything Beseder. Yeah. There's nothing to it. Okay, great. Shalom, Givaldi. What was his point? So the first thing is, the point is that we have, we're not strangers. But I believe Pshat is you're connecting. We're not Stam strangers. You should know we're not Stam strangers. You know, I know, there's common grounds. We're not strange, we're connected, it's a connecting to the person. It's not some frivolity, it's not some stupidity. It's connecting, you shouldn't think we're two strangers. You know Yen, I know Yen, you see we have things in common already. We might share a good friend, but we can't find a good friend. The best thing is, people try to find a great friend. I have a very close chaver. Love, and he's related to me, you know me, and we know well. Oh, we're connected, we're not some strangers. We share a best friend. We're shtickle relatives. You know, you have two cousins, that it's always, I have a cousin and he has a cousin. So we share the same, we're the cousins, we share the same cousin. We're friend, we're the chaverim, your friend, my friend, we share the same friend. We have a shaychus, we connect. We're not stam strangers. That's the first thing. There's something deeper. Yaakov Avinu then goes out and gives a mussar. Vayoymer, zot yankir, hein oira yon godol, the day is still long, there's a long time left to go. Loy eis ha'osef ha'mikne, it's not the time to gather the sheep. Hashku atzayin, go give the tzayin to drink, luchuru, and go pasture. What are you lazing around here? Give him the drink and get out of here. Go past him. Give him some mussar. I believe if Yaakov Avinu would have come in giving mussar, another etzer teichacham, if you have a tain on somebody and you walk up to him and right away you give the mussar, say, oh, what this thing you did, or you walk up to the guy and say, this thing you did to me yesterday, it made me very angry. So you're right, you're supposed to give mussar, you're supposed to tell him. But if you walk up and the first thing you say to the guy is the mussar, you know what the person who gets the mussar thinks? This is what you think about me. If you walk up to the guy and you tell him, you know, you did to me 2 days ago, I'm very upset about it. In his mind, he thinks that all you think about him now is that bad thing. That's all you can think about. And if you came to him, somebody gives you mussar, say, Daniel, what you did 2 days ago was horrible. What I picture is the last 2 days, what was going on in the guy's mind over and over and over. That right away he comes and he shoots him. What you did yesterday, 2 days ago, got me very upset. Whoa. So for 2 days long, you were stewing over, you were mamish kochel on that. And you couldn't think of any other part of me. Or stop, you look at the guy like mussar. You walk up to a guy, you're saying, I noticed, and you put on your towels wrong. So that says to the one who got the mussar that all he was thinking about is, I'm a person that's on my towels wrong. You say, oh, Kalish, by the way, you. Kalish, come here. By the way, you said, just blow us up. That's all you think about me? What Yaakov Avinu did is he first spoke to them. Achai, where are you from? Achai, where are you from? I'm from Faru. Do you know Laban? Yeah, I know him. So what Yaakov Avinu said to the shepherds is, I'm thinking about other things. Oh, do you know Laban? Ah, by the way, Agav. Hey, Noidi Yamgadol, the Musa was Agav. I was talking to you. Her raya didn't dominate my thoughts about you. I shmoozed with you first. I first said to you, Achai, my brothers. Look at the Lashon. Achai, my brothers. Buddy, what's going on? Bud, my brothers, Achai, my brothers, Kirva, closest, Mayai, where are you from? There's not all I'm thinking about you. I want to know a little about you. I want to know we're connected. You know love and I know love. We're connected. By the way, I'm a young girl. I have mussar to give you. If I'm going to give you the mussar, do you think that's all I think about you? You think it was by the way, it was Agav. So when they received the mussar, the pshat was, there wasn't all he thinks about us. It was Agav. It couldn't even dominate his mind. He didn't even think of it until the middle of the conversation. Oh, by the way, oh, I forgot. There's something I had to tell you. Such a soft, sweet way of giving mussar. That's soft, sweet. First, you pull a guy to the side. You see, you schmooze him a few minutes. By the way, Agav. I want to tell you. It's not I'm dominant. And you know what? When mussar is given like this, of course, the person responds. When mussar is given in such a sweet way, it's taka tferes lemin adam. People give glory to that person. He inspires the people around them. People want to hear it the right way. They want to be led, but they also want to... Now, it does say, Hagam, I'll admit, that the Gemara that says, I think Mishameis, did it say Gedi? No, but Lanova. It says Mishameis, one of the Amarayim. I don't know if it's Amaratana either. It says Mishameis, Amaratana, but Lanova. But not in the butler to Chacham. Shereis Rebbe but Lanova. Somebody else was Nifter, butler, or was Mevatel, was Techach. So Hagam, the Gemara says Techach is Batel. But it doesn't mean the Pasuk in the Chumash is null and void. The Pasuk is Techach, Techach. Be mussar, but mussar is not. I don't believe the way I want to tie toward mussar by say is to be an inspiration to people. If I think that's the start. Just that we have a work. I think we're off what mussar is. Mussar rebuke, not mussar. Kids know mussar rebuke. In our minds, rebuke is yelling. That's rebuke in our mind. Who said it? That's one flat in a big sugya of rebuke. Like you know the tough of the sugya of rebuke. But after the Aleph Beis Gimel Daled Hei Vav Zayin Ches Tes Yud Chaf Lamed Mem Nun. Etc. What happened to it? So you don't know the rest of Teichacha. The sugya of Teichacha, I want to translate Teichacha to inspire people. The way to inspire people, different ways. Soft first. Certainly it's a last ditch, the yelling, the toughest is the last ditch if the first way doesn't succeed. And that's Teichacha. We have to learn to be Oyevus Teichacha. And one who does give Teichacha the right world. One who's not a mush, who inspires people. Don't say, the rebuke inspires people. He knows that inspired, he's not a mush. Instead of following people, he inspires people. Instead of hearing Lashna, say, okay, what can I do? No. Don't be so weak-willed. Stand up. Stand up and stand shoulder. The sweet way, say, Achai, where you from? Do you know love him? And by the way, I don't say you know love him. But by the way, he asked me, by the way, I want to tell you something. By the way, you did, I got, what you did was, there's better ways of doing it. I understand your side, I understand where you're coming from, I understand, happens to me all the time. It's such a hard thing to stop from. I'm working on it all, and we really got to work on it. Wow, so difficult. You stay in a sweet way, and the person hears it. Just, you know what? I'll work on it. He gives you a hug and a kiss. If I'd like anybody who hears Moshe should give. This is what we have to. This is what we have to work with. We work on giving good mussar, and if we do, is giving good teichacha, we could bring teichacha back into the world. Maybe the Gemara is bought with teichacha. Maybe we could bring it back. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Teich teichias amisefa. Ulai. We learn to do in a sweet way. We learn to give teichacha in a proper way. We'll talk to be a glory for the person who did averus. They'll stop doing averus. It'll be a glory for us because it will be accepted so sweetly, and we'll create a world of sweetness. A world where no kid is done. In the second paragraph of Pirkei Avos, Mishnah Aleph, it says, "Vavizoyer b'mitzvah kala kivach amura." Be careful on a mitzvah kala as well as a strict one. She'ein ati yodei amatan scharin shal mitzvahs, because you don't know the rewards of mitzvahs. So pashup shat roi mifarshim learn that it means be careful on a mitzvah kala kivach amura, on a lenient mitzvah that they're less, like the Rambam word. They're lesser mitzvahs, they're easier mitzvahs. The Rambam's Mashal was learning Lashon Kodesh, one of his Mishalim. And they're harder, they're more chamadik mitzvahs. Be careful on its light mitzvah chamadik mitzvahs. But there's a Reb Chaim Volozhin in Ruach Chaim, Taflo fella. He says, Pshat in this Mishnah, what mitzvah, kalavitz chamura, nupshat. Pshat, a nupshat. Reb Chaim Volozhin says, in a mitzvah, kalavitz chamura. And he says as follows, I want to read his beautiful Lashon. He says, "Behine ha'adam, a man, tamid oyla v'yayrit, is always in matzavim of ups and downs. People have ups and downs. Uve'es yiridasa, in a period, a down period, nidvela, it appears to him, ki kol mashayisa achshav min atoyim min avoida. All his service to burnish shalom, ein klav lein shalom. It's with a fashlep the hearts. It's with a half a heart. He's just going through the motions. It's difficult." He's not into it. He's not on fire. Ebbis, his learning is very schwach. It's half-hearted. Ain't a belay shalom. He's going through a down matzin. Ve'ena matzliach, but he's not having success. Chaim Elazhin speaking. But you're right to lanuach. And the person wants to rest. He says, let me go into bed. Chaim Elazhin. Chaim Elazhin is the god Ladar, Nigla, Nistar speaking. But you're right to lanuach. The person wants to rest. Vilisgare is bishina. Person just wants to go to sleep. Agyab roisi azman. He just wants to sleep it off. Let me pull into bed for a couple of days till the down period passes. Wow, it sounds familiar. The yashim was vizasa, and then I'll go back to my zrizus. I'll return to my levedik estate, but I'm going through a down. Let me pull into bed. So I can chayim emotion. I never met him. I know you know me. Nice. He said, let me rest a little, and I'll sleep. Till this down period passes, then I'll go back to my zrizus. Those who go to Derech HaTorah know about this a lot. A person easily could get back to his original level. The mu'aisik, I feel like they is rashless. And if we'll learn even with mashlepta hearts, even if we'll learn even a little bit, Shleppy, and not the same. Ayadei is rashlus. He'll talk about a day, he'll toil with a little bit of, it's not the same geschmack. It's not the, a little bit, it's just with a little is rashlus. It's better he does that, b'shalo yasiklal, than not to learn at all. Ki yisrachik menatayr. When he doesn't learn at all, it's going to be difficult to get back to learning. If he learns, it's a shtickle by shlep. It's not going so smoothly. A bacher said to me today, it's been a long time since I had a geschmack. But he keeps going, you know he's going to get a geschmack soon again. He said, and the person who stops, who, you know, decides to tank it in, expression, modern expression, I'm learning from Nayim a few expressions, if a guy decides just to call it, you know, a little rest, to go like the Chaim Elazhin says, to go under his covers, it's going to be more difficult to rejuvenate himself. And he says, he brings a pasuk which says like this, he brings a pasuk which says, "In ruach ha'moishel talalach, if the ruach the yetzara comes on you, mekoyim chaltanach, don't leave your spot. Keep fighting through it." Zot yubchayim v'lojin, that's pshat in the pasuk. That's pshat in this Mishnah. Zot yubchayim v'lojin, v'ruach kodshoy. That pshat in the Mishnah says, a mitzvah kala shouldn't be light in your eyes. He said, beautiful pshat in the Mishnah. He says, Vavizor b'mitzvah kala b'chamura doesn't mean a lenient mitzvah. It means a mitzvah kala, mitzvah done b'kalos. The mitzvah, you know, I don't have such a heart in it. You know, I'm just reading a blot. What's it worth? Just reading a blot for a siyum. It doesn't have the same feeling. Havizor b'mitzvah kalam. Be careful on even on a light mitzvah. Kibachamura. Just as much as you should be careful at a time when you're on fire and you're learning basmada with the risk of the raisa. Be just as careful on the kalam times. She'einat yodeh ma'amskar and shal mitzvahs. You have no idea the star of that, even that kala time. That time it's a little kala by you, it's not going, but when you put in, you have no idea. He says, I am a Ross, and I never saw the star, and I can't fathom the star of the learning in those times. You can't fathom the star in those times, and that's not so sure, and that's the mitzvah kala. He says, Pshan the Pasuk, it says, Mamash at the beginning of Tillim, it says, Ki im b'saris Hashem chefzai, your desire should be in the Torah Hashem, over Torah Sayyid, and your Torah Yegin should be a gay ayyim of a lion. Should contemplate on Torah day and night. So the Gemara already asked the Kashan, the Gemara in Kedushin, Beis Hashem will learn this, Beis Hashem in Elul's man. The Gemara in Kedushin asked the Kashan, the Torah Hashem Chefsay, your desire should be in Hashem's Torah, over Torah Sayyid, and in your Torah, you should be a gay ayyim of a lion, Yegin ayyim of a lion. Why does it switch from Hashem's Torah to your Torah? The Gemara in Kedushin says, with Amelus, first Hashem's, with Amelus you acquire it as your own. And as Aloch and Afgamina, you can be Meichel, Tam, a Rebbe, Shemeichel, Akfayle, Kvayde Machel. It's your Torah, you can be Meichel on Kavad HaTorah. That's the Gemara, it's yours. Because of the Torah, so yeah, you have a lot. Maybe we learn Kedushin, we'll speak more about Rechs about it. So Chaim B'Lajin says a gorgeous Pshat, based on what we just said. Zogt of Chaim B'Lajin, the Pshat in the Pasuk, is as follows. The MS, the Torah Hashem Chefsay. Your desire should be in Torah Hashem. In Hechra Dargis of Torah. Torah Lishma, Torah with Yegiyah, Torah Hashem. Torah to its full Dargis, tremendous Amelus, with total focus, full Siddurim. That should be your desire. However, that should be a desire. However, Torah Hashem, even your own Torah, Shalom Lishma, and it's not as strong Yegim Yom Alayla. Still, you should spend day and night in your own Torah. Even your own Torah, even if it's not the perfect Torah, still spend day and night. Don't say, okay, I'm going to Shvachkeit, so okay, you leave the Beis Medrash. Stay in the Beis Medrash with Torah Soy. Even in your Egin of Torah, it's not on the Darg of Torah Hashem. And if either you want to get to that level of Torah Hashem Chesai, your desire is to get to Torah Hashem, to that high level of Torah. But being tired in the meantime, with a Torah Soy in your own Torah, with all its weaknesses, Yegi and Malayla, still you should do it day and night. But he says one condition. He says to all this, that there's one condition to this. And he says that the one condition has to be bekvias. He brings many chazal, beautiful chazal. He says, v'chol ha-dvarim moyel ha-kvias ben, v'ikar ha-vaydim, lashon of Reb Chaim B'Lajin. It has to be bekvias. This that was saying, even if you're weak and you're shvach, it's still on bekvias, he says. It might be misrash, you're on the same fire, you're on the same enthusiasm, you're on the same drive. You might not even have the same hours. You're short in hours, but bekvias, consistency. He says, if you don't do bekvias, that's all I'm talking about, I won't have the power. He brings psukim for this. The one tonight, he says, he's the imki, the lima tmidi, it will come to lishma. And he says, without the lima tmidi, it will never come to lishma. He says, what comes to the ultimate goal is kvias. Even if the kvias, he says, is sometimes weekdays and good days, but it has to be the kvias. The kvias, this, the consistency has to go travel through weekdays and strong days, of Chaim B'Lajin says. That's what he learns, pshat, beautiful pshat in this Mishnah. I want to skip a little bit of this Mishnah. We read the Mishnah yesterday. We'll speak one more point in the Mishnah, actually. One more point I want to speak in the Mishnah. The Mishnah goes on, it says, Vavim Chashiv Hesed Mitzvah Keneged Tzcharev, the Tzcharev Eir Keneged Hefseidah. Then it says, Estaka L'Shloish Advarim. Look, Estaka means to stare. Doesn't mean to look, means to stare. Estaka means to stare. There's a Raya from a Goyim in Shulchan Aruch that Estaka doesn't mean to look. Because it says that it's Usur to look at the Levana. It says Usur L'Estaka L'Levana. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch. And it's Usur to stare at the Levana. And Hilchus Kiddush HaChodesh, it says that before you make Kiddush HaChodesh, before you banish the new moon, you're supposed to look at the Levana. It's a stira. It's the Goyin of an art. The Goyin on the spot. And Shulchan Aruch says, Histaka means to stare. It doesn't mean to look. Otherwise, it's a stira. It's also a Histaka Levana. Yet it says you're supposed to look at the Levadu in Kiddush HaChodesh. Histakel means to stare. The word histakel. Histakel, stare, b'shloisha dvarim, at three things. Ve'ein ato bo lidei aver, you won't come to an aver. Da malu malu ucha, know what's above you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is that? Ayin roya, an eye that sees. Oizin shamas, an ear that hears. V'chol masech v'sev v'nechtavim. All your actions are written down. An eye sees your actions. An oizin shamas, an ear hears your action. All your actions are written down in the sefer. Many of the mepharshim say, ayin roya, the eye sees, means the eye perceives. It understands the depths of your action. Hashem knows your thoughts. That's ayin roya. Oizin shamas is your deeper. And masech v'sev v'nechtavim, your ma'isim. Hashem sees them all. Why is the Mishnah written in such poetry? Say, your person should know that Hashem watches him. Doesn't say that. An eye sees, an ear hears. Your actions are written in a book. It's one point. Hashem knows what you're doing. Why is the Mishnah written like this? A person should know, you won't come to aver. One thing that Hashem sees everything you do. Hashem knows your thoughts, hears your words, and sees your actions. That's what it says. To stare at the following things. And what's the staring? You're not looking at anything. You should know this. What's staring at these things? What's a stack? You'll stare at these things and you won't come to sin. What things should you stare that Hashem knows? No, an ear hears, Hashem knows. So, I don't have any phone. I don't know what it's supposed to be. The Bali Musi of Yisoid, that's very valuable to know. It's very valuable to know this Yisoid. This Yisoid, very important Yisoid in Musar, is the Yisoid of making pictures, Siurim, Litzayir. The Michtam Al Yahu speaks about it in many Bali Musar. It's a very important Yisoid Musar, is to create a Tzir for yourself, pictures. It's not, many times it's not enough just to know something. You have to create a picture in your mind. It's actually even grew up by davening that a person's supposed to think in his mind the throne of Hashem. The Kisei Hashem, not Hashem. The throne of Hashem. He has a picture in his mind. When he walks forward, he's entering the throne room. A tzir has much more power on a person than he's just davening without any picture. It's a big yisoid in Musa to make a tzir for yourself, a picture for yourself. I'll give a mashal at the end of Makkos Zisha. We've heard many tzirim Baruch Hashem and Makkos lately. And Zisha reads over the Gemara at the end of Makkos that when he saw a shual, a fox, come out of the kachikachi and keep a laugh, he said, "Ah! Now I know the nevuah. I saw this nevuah of Zechariah was mekuyim. Who's nevuah was mekuyim? Zisha? Uriah's nevuah is mekuyim. I know Zechariah was mekuyim. If I saw the nevuah that Shual and Holchem by is mekuyim, the facts go in there. I know the nevuah of Oy Yesh was the Canaan's Kenneth, because Shulayim will also be mekuyim." He didn't believe in nevuahs. God did the keeper. But the Torah says nothing is powerful as seeing it. The power of seer, of picture, is much stronger. To see it live, to see it is much stronger. So sometimes you can't see it live, you have to picture it. You have to make your imagination and focus on it. So the Mishnah saying is over here as follows. A person has to work on himself that he actually visions. He's in a room, there's a tape recorder in the room. Ayin Raya! In the room, you should look around. There's mamish and eye, there's a camera in the room. There's pasha a camera in the room. There's a camera watching in the room. I remember a mice in a certain yeshiva. They caught a bacher doing something wrong. Because they had cameras. The yeshiva had cameras. They had hidden cameras in the yeshiva. They caught a bacher doing something. Because they didn't cameras. So they showed the bacher the camera. He sees himself doing something wrong. Azah pachad. I know a mice, another mice that with computers. Today on computers, a bacher went. Maybe he went someplace he shouldn't be. He looked at something he shouldn't look. Somebody else looked at the computer. You could see an exact printout of where the guy, what the guy was doing on the computer. You have to know in Shemayim it's the exact same thing. They have the exact printout. And a person to make the tzir, you have to walk into a room and try to visualize it a little bit. Ayin mistakel, stare, it's mamish b'fenecha. Ayin raya, there's an eye that's seeing you. There's an eye that's watching you. The burnish lens there. You have to make a tzir like that. There's an eye. You should look around the room for the eye. There's an eye that's in there. Ayin roya, the stakel, staring. It has to be, it's mamish b'panecha. Tzir. There has to be a picture of it. It's mamish b'panecha. Picture like you see. The Rachmanos guys at Taiva. Picture a camera there. Look up and like picture the lights. Because there really is an ayin roya. There's an eye that sees. Eyes and there's an ear in the room by you. Oyes in Shamas, picture a stakyo, picture it as an ear right near you. And picture a book, the Chomasech of the Sefer Nechtavim. There's a book and your actions are being somebody's writing. As you're acting, there's a reporter following you around. Mamish the son, you need a picture that always helps visualize it. You don't know how to visualize a good visual aid. You need like an aid sometimes for this. So you have to have computers. That's why I gave them a shalom. That's not as a shalom. They're good aids for a person. Today we have it easier and easier with technology. A good aid, I'll give you a prust mush. It's a good mush. Baseball game. There's a baseball game. And guys are trying out for a baseball team. So the coach, you know, the coaches have glass sunglasses. You can't tell what their eyes or expressions are. And they're writing on a pad. And they're trying, as you never played Little Leagues. And they're trying out, like, who's the starters, who's going to get on the team, who's going to pitch. So the coaches are sitting there with the sunglasses, and they're writing. They're writing down. They're sitting there writing down. What are you writing about me? And a guy fouls them off, and he sees the coach quickly write something. You wonder, did he write about my quick swing? And I not just, my quick swing caused me out, or did he write about a bad swing? The guy's writing. All your actions, there's somebody writing down as you're acting. This the guy, this picture of sunglasses and somebody sitting there. It's real. These things are visual aids that the person know that my actions are being counted. Now this might sound devastating to a person. Oh, as much as it's devastating, it's tremendously enthralling. Why? It means your actions are so valuable. Wow. You say, what? Who am I that the Rabbanu Shalom, the Rabbanu Shalom sits his eye and Raya looks at my actions? How beautiful it is. You make a phone call in your dorm to your parents. Okay, you say, nobody noticed. It's not printed up in the front pages anywhere. Nobody's talking about eye and Raya. The Rabbanu Shalom cares about your Maisa, Oizen Shamas. You say a nice word to somebody. Okay, who heard? You said a nice hello to somebody. Sure. Oizen Shamas. It was an ear press, not in a negative. It's a beautiful, it's an inspiring thing that there's an ayin raya to all my maisim. There's an oizen shamas to all my maisim. And all my maisim are written down. I thought I did it, shoy, no credit, nothing, boom. Kol masechem seyel matav, your struggles, and you're such a hard group and you still fought it off. Kol masechem seyel matav. It's all being written down.
I was reminded of a very close chaver, very, very close chaver that we originally had made the seder from 11 to 11:10 for 10 to 15 minutes. And slowly, those my yetzirahs, I moved away from it. So B'li Neder will recommit to a 10 to 15 minute seder. That was the tales before, and some of them I said darim afterwards, some I'm not going to sleep on time.
I know, I'm shocked, but I told my friend 25
minutes. So B'li Neder. We'll recommit to the 10 to 15 minutes that the Seder was designed. Since we started this year with the Asusiyam Lidvarecha, the person has to make sure not to speak too long. Asusiyam Lidvarecha, that's the obvious that must, and we need to go back to that style that we promised. In Avos, the third Mishnah I'll read through fast, Havi Zahirim Berashas. A person should be careful with the government. She'ein Mekarben Lo La'odma L'tzarech Atzman. You're only good to people for their own needs. It's their own negias, their own needs, they're good to people. Near and koyavim, they seem like they love you. B'shas hanasman, it's good for them. They ain't oidim loylad m'shas b'chokai. When he needs it, they're never there for the person. We spoke about this Mishnah in the first parak. We'll read the next Mishnah.